Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we now know who England will face in the round of 16 on Tuesday, and it's Germany. This was how Group F unfolded on the TalkSport network, with France drawing with Portugal and Germany drawing with Hungary.
It's a chance for Werner on his right foot, driven in, Goretzka scored, and Germany a level. It's a lifeline for the Germans. Hungarian defence has been breached, and for now, they're surviving in these Euros.
Full-time in Munich, it's not gone Hungary's way. They're going home, but the Germans march upon Wembley. It's finished. Germany 2, Hungary 2.
Unfair, you have to say. I mean, the effort the Hungary team put in was outstanding. I think technically they were superb. Tactically, they were outstanding. And I feel really disappointed for him because that seems unjust to me. They deserve to win that game. Just didn't have the energy and the quality to get over the line.
Based on what I saw tonight, they are definitely not the Germany, the scary Germany that we've seen in the past. They were going out tonight. Let's remember that. They were getting beaten by Hungary.
And they have the lead again in Munich. And Germany are going out once more. Germany 1, Hungary 2.
It's going to be tough. I'm not underestimating Germany at all. But I don't think there's anything there we should be shaking our boots about.
If we lose...
No.
Is it failure? Do we look at Gareth
yes.
and go,
Yeah, I think looking at that German side tonight and looking at, OK, they played well against Portugal. Second half, they were brilliant. But I think it will be failure.
Ronaldo, who's already scored one. Chance for his second. And the record equaling. 109th international goal of his career. Right-footed, sends the keeper the wrong way. It's 2-2. And Portugal are back in the tournament. And the table at the end of the night is exactly the same as the table was at the beginning. But... what a way to get there. A circuitous journey it might have been. But France win the group. Germany go to Wembley. Portugal are through.
I think there's some fantastic games coming up. I think we're blessed with some great fixtures coming up. No less than the footballing gods. You know and I know the footballing gods had Germany on their way to Wembley before this game even kicked off.
England take on Germany, but if they can get through that, they meet the winners of Sweden against Ukraine in the quarterfinals, and then the semi-final would be against Wales, Denmark, the Dutch, or the Czechs again. So that is as good a path as Gareth, I think, could possibly have hoped for from this point, but notwithstanding a huge hurdle to even get through to the quarterfinals.
On to Group E, where Spain smashed Slovakia to reach the last 16, and Sweden meet Poland, dumping them out of the Euros.
Victor Claesson celebrates. He's just scored a goal that's knocked Poland out of the Euros. Sweden will go back top of Group E. It's Sweden 3, Poland 2.
Oh, he's touched it into his own net. It's a goal for Spain. Sarabia's shot hit the bar, went straight up in the air. It came down. Dubravka was trying to keep it out, but he's punched it into his own net, and Spain lead on the half hour.
Dubravka knows it's got to be tipped over, but what on earth he's doing, I do not know. He just palms it into his own net. Crazy.
It's the freakiest goal I've ever witnessed in a European Championships, that one. The freakiest by a long shot.
Spain had no dramas at all in the end. A 5-0 win against Slovakia sees them sail through to the round of 16, finishing in second place in Group E behind Sweden.
On to England and the man of the moment, Bukayo Saka, has been speaking after the win against the Czech Republic on TalkSport. He discussed playing with Jack Grealish as well as the win on Tuesday.
He has been superb. Played a major part in the goal. Hasn't looked at all out of place on his tournament debut as a 19-year-old. He's a player with a burgeoning reputation, and he's enhanced it even further tonight.
I am a local boy. I've gone past the stadium millions of times, so yeah. It's amazing. I've played here before and got a man of the match performance before, but that was about the fans and about my family. So tonight to have my family and, of course, the England fans in the stadium, it was really special and it's a night I'll never forget.
Once Kane got on the ball, supplied Grealish out wide and a deft little chip to the far post was fantastic.
Jack is a top player and, yeah, every time I play with him, I always enjoy myself. And, yes, it was a pleasure to play with him again tonight. And, of course, the other players on the front line, Raheem and Harry, were also special. So, yes. It's nice to play with players like this.
And here's Simon Jordan. Once again, not exactly impressed with England so far at the Euros. Would you believe it? Oh, moany, moany, Simon Jordan. Just give it a rest.
There's nothing about any of the England performances that we can say is compelling. The job was done. We didn't have a particularly challenging group. We beat a very bland and vanilla Croatia. We were very poor against the Scots. And then we turned up against the Czech Republic. And for 25 minutes in that game, we looked like a decent, balanced, offensive side. And then we retreated back into the blandness of what the last three games have been. Now, the job is to get out of the group. And we've gotten out of the group. We haven't conceded a goal because we haven't really played anybody meaningful that's going to challenge us defensively.
Yangtze trying to select fly, and he's put just wide. Glorious opportunity for Socek. The clearest chance so far.
We have a tendency, and one of the things that we're very good at doing is criticising other people. And we've all taken a swipe at Scotland about how poor they've been. But they haven't got the resources that we've got in this country. And still with the resources that we've got, we don't produce a compelling national team that gets you off your seat regularly and inspires you. And there's no reason behind it besides the framework of the coaching, because we're producing younger players with ability. Yet our national team is almost like a clunky project that gets us through group stages. And when it becomes the business end of a tournament, specifically in 2018, when we could have got to a World Cup final, we come up short.
Now, despite Gareth Southgate not yet appearing to know his best side, even though he told us he knows 10 of the 11, don't know where he got that from, former three-lion Trevor Sinclair suggested the consistent shuffling of the pack just highlights how strong that squad really is.
I think it shows the strength and depth that we've got within the squad and the belief that Gareth's got with his players that he's got at his disposal. For me, the players that have come in, again, I mentioned it, Bukayo Saka, you know, he didn't let anyone down, he was outstanding. Shaw didn't play in the first game, he's come in and done a good job. I think it was great that Harry Maguire came in. I feel for Tyrone Mings because he's been exceptional. I think the only negatives are the situation with Mount and Chilwell.
For the last 12 months, whenever I've written a team sheet down, anything more than 2 days before a game, it's changed. So we'll watch the matches tomorrow. We'll see how everybody is once we get back to St George's and through the sort of next couple of days of recovery. And we'll go from there. I think we were going to have to grow into this tournament in terms of selection. That's why the squad has been so important. It's been great. We've been able to give most of the players time on the pitch, and they deserve that.
So, who will start the next game for England and what do they need to do to progress to the quarterfinals? Well, obviously win would be one of the answers there. Anyway, we can ask three men who've played for the three lines. Sol Campbell, Stuart Downing and Andros Townsend.
Listen, Mason Mount would be the first name on the team sheet, but he has to be in isolation for the next 6 days. I think he comes out of isolation on the day England play Germany. For me, I don't see how you can include him in the starting 11 when he's not trained with the boys for the 6 days leading up. He's not been in any team meetings. He's not done any tactical work. Yeah, so as much as Gareth loves him, as much as he's important to the way we play, I don't see how you can do it.
My guess would be that Gareth will play him. That if I had to push me one way or the other, I would say Gareth will play him. Because the way that England play, the way he is in the middle of the park, he adds so much to that closing down, the energy levels in there, the squeeze in the press. If that's how he wants to do it, and why would things change? There's certain areas where he will drop off. But Mason's such an important part of that team, the way that he sets that team up.
Jordan Henderson coming on to play as an eight for England.
I think the big plan was obviously for Harry to come back in. If he's not played, you know, the first two games and he's taken to a tournament, at some point he's going to come in. I think Jordan Henderson's probably similar, especially coming on, you know, second half yesterday. I think he'd be probably pushing to start. It wouldn't surprise me.
I think under normal circumstances, you look on paper and say, Sterling, unfortunately, you have to drop out. But He's scored both our goals. He's played well in the first game and the last game. I think he has to start. As much as I love Phil Foden, as much as I think he's probably one of the best players in the squad and should be one of the first names on the team sheet.
It's Sterling able to bring the ball forward and find Foden. Takes it into his stride, will check. Left-footed shot across the face of goal. Hits the inside of the post.
At the moment, he has to be the one to drop out. I don't see another way. I know it's mad to say, but you can't drop Grealish, you can't drop Saka, and on current form, you can't drop Raheem Sterling.
I wouldn't be surprised if maybe take Jack Grealish out and maybe go more Bellingham, a more safer option defensively. That wouldn't surprise me, and then maybe use Jack later on in the game. But I'd like to see him start. I'd like us to just go to Germany and take them on and believe in our players a little bit more.
For me, Jack causes that kind of commotion, that lovely kind of positive play, for his cross, sublime chip for the back post for Sterling. And that's what you want. You want players frightening the defenders what's he going to do now? And then that creates that confusion in the defence's minds. And then that's how you get the space as well.
Wales defender Joe Roden has been speaking to TalkSport ahead of their game with Denmark, a game you can hear live on TalkSport on Saturday. Nigel Adderley asked him if he's aware of how excited the Wales fans have been with his performances so far. I'm guessing the answer is probably a modest no.
I don't really look too much into that. I think with the circumstances of the game Sunday, it was very difficult, and I thought the boys worked exceptionally hard. I know we lost the game, but I thought to narrow them down to 1-0, I thought was a very positive result in the end.
Bell is still going, plays it short.
Yes!
Shot in! And Wales have done it! Wales have won this game by 2-0. What a victory!
Obviously, as a team and as us going through the group stage, it's a very good achievement, but obviously as a group we want more and we want to win Saturday, and that's the most important thing.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget to kapow! Yeah, the words are getting bigger and better. That subscribe button, just smash your keyboard to bits as long as you hit subscribe. A reminder that coming up today, we've got absolutely no games whatsoever at the Euros. It's a rest day. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcasts out, whatever they're called, first thing in the morning. I'm back on Drive today. Yeah, Drive at 4 p.m. with psycho Stuart Pearce. So I'll agree with everything he says. That, as I said, from 4 p.m. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe!
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.